Welcome to the Cosmic Healing Podcast. This is the show for the soul who is excited to welcome in more freedom, abundance, and quantum healing in their life. Hi, I'm Vaughn. My magic is in treating all aspects of this human existence, mind, body, and spirit, because it is all connected. In this podcast, I will be sharing stories of transformation so you can know, witness, and understand what's possible for you too when we play together in the cosmos. Let's go. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Cosmic Healing Podcast. This is Vaughn, and it is just me today. I am actually recording from my car. I am on my way back home from visiting my sister. She lives in Nashville, and she just had her second baby. And so I wanted to go up and help out for a few days. And last week, I was on spring break with my daughter, and didn't get to record an episode last week just because I was busy. And honestly, I was in a really funky mood. This was all leading up to the eclipse, which is really what I want to be able to talk to you y'all about today, is just kind of how this eclipse season has impacted me over the past month or so. And because I had a huge kind of breakthrough yesterday. So, but it was funny because last week I tried to record an episode. I actually recorded like 3 episodes and none of them felt right. They felt forced. I didn't feel, I was like, why am I forcing this? Like, it's okay for me to miss a week and just like stop stressing about it and just to be present with my daughter and her friends. And so I just gave myself that grace, and of course everything worked out fine. But oh my gosh, I also want to talk to you about our April energy report and the private group, which is now a private group, the Cosmic Healing Podcast group that was a public page until this week. It was interesting because in the April energy report that we did with Dana, which was absolutely incredible, by the way, please, please, please go back and listen if you have not yet. That episode was so amazing, and there was an invitation for you to go into it. I mean, it was all total spur of the moment, you know, just like a download that was like, go in the group and share your faith, share your desire, share your fear, share everything in between. And I knew that it was a public page, that group was a public page, but I had no idea how public it was. And then when people started going in there and just sharing a picture of themselves and their dreams and their desires and what's in the way between them and their desires and, you know, just fears and things that have been coming up for them and just so much beautiful, vulnerable shares. And then people were like getting comments and likes from, you know, their neighbor or their mom or their aunt or whatever. And so I started getting messages like, holy shit, I thought this place was, I thought this was private, you know? And I was like, oh gosh, like I did not know how public it was. And then at the same time, I was just like, well, you know, the whole idea here is for us to change the world. And the only way we're going to change the world is if we get vulnerable and real with ourselves, right? So I just began to just kind of see how it was going from there. Really, I just wanted to be comfortable with it, and I wanted everybody else to feel comfortable with it, but I also wanted to be very respectful for the situation, because I wanted it to be a safe place. So I don't know, I just kind of sat with it for a little bit, and I ended up making it a private group, and I am so excited that I did, because now, I don't know, it feels so extra special and sacred. And Dana, now that the group is private, so you can still totally join if you're not already in there. And please go in there and introduce yourself and I just want it to be a place where people can explore their gifts and their magic, and just, you know, that's the thing. Like, oh my gosh, I just think about like where, when I first started understanding my energy, and I just wanted a safe place to be able to go to and just explore and play and learn more about myself. And I know that that's why retreats that I host are so important, because I've noticed that women, they come in and they have this place to explore and really witness themselves as a healer, because we all, the way that we all pour into each other is just, it is an incredible experience that we weave together, and it's very, very beautiful. But anyway, Dana had said that she was like, Vaughn, you know, the April conversation that we had, we pulled the cave card, and she was like, this feels like a cave, like a safe place where healers and women and priestesses and witches, you know, where we can all come together and be in this safe place of exploration and sharing of ourselves. So please let that be just that. I know I would love to get to know you better, and I want to, you know, be able to go in there and share healings myself as well, and receive healings from you beautiful women. Like, we all need each other's magic from each other. So please do not hesitate to go in there and share your magic. This is me giving you a you know, full access. Just please go in there and go live, share your heart, share your whatever you need to share. Okay. So of course, you know, I'm not going to lie. I feel like I've been pretty verbal about this, but I am kind of tired. I was getting to a place where I was feeling stressed about my life and my feelings. I don't know. And I never feel stressed in my body, but like, I've felt some stress around this next retreat that I'm hosting, because, you know, like I said, I was not planning on hosting a retreat so soon, but the way that this download came to me, and that's the thing. I mean, when they come to me, and I want this, you know, when these downloads come to you too, like, I want you to have the courage to take action on these, despite how scary it may be. And when I got the download to host my next retreat, I was like, I felt so much resistance around it. And I feel like I've been really honest about that, but I'm going to take it a little bit, a layer deeper, because this, honestly, I did not realize was my issue, and the, like, kind of the, not that there was a problem around the retreat, but there was something energetically felt off around the retreat. And just so we're clear, this is the Holy Human Retreat that I'm hosting May 31st through June 2nd. And this is not a sales pitch. Like, I'm not going to be talking about the retreat in that way. I'm just talking about my resistance around hosting the retreat and what I realized my limiting belief, my energetic block around me that I was having, that was transferring into the energy of the retreat itself. So that's the part that I want to talk to you about. But I'm hosting this next retreat. It was a divinely downloaded experience, as are all of my retreats. And I, it's going to be at the Florist Retreat Center, which is south of Atlanta. And it is going to be, we're really going to be diving deep into our, sacred union with ourselves, like really going deep into our energy centers, our masculine and feminine energy centers, and working through any layers of judgment, any layers of shame, resentment, like whatever is in there that is keeping you from really coming home to yourself, really coming together as one with yourself. And the whole concept here is, when you are one with yourself, you are one with God. And when you are one with God, obviously you are an embodied holy human. But before you can get to that place, you really have got to work through some of these deeper layers, because we're all doing the work. Like, we're all, you know, on the spiritual path, but there's like some deep seated layers that, God has straight up been like, we need to move these layers of judgment and fear that are deep within that people don't even realize are in there. And we've got to get that out, because people are walking around and don't even realize it's there. And hello, that's, you know, I'm doing the work right along with you. I am in the middle of it myself. So, and before I can really fully host an experience like this, it is imperative that I am, you know, the holiest version of myself, right? Like, that I'm walking the walk and talking the talk. So there was something energetically off about the retreat experience. I received the download, I created the page, and this is what I realized. Okay, so the retreat is May 31st through June 2nd. I scheduled it to be only a Friday morning through a late Sunday afternoon experience. And I did that. This is where it gets interesting, because I didn't realize what I was doing until literally yesterday. But I did it that way because two nights to rent this place is one price, and three nights to rent this place is a whole other price. Like, it's like a, literally like thousands of dollars more to go from a, you know, two night experience to a, you know, three full days. And actually there's this woman that owns the retreat center is so lovely. And like I said, I've hosted a retreat there before. And so I feel very comfortable talking to her. So I actually was talking to her yesterday, and I was like, I just feel like something's off, and I feel like it is financial, and I just feel like I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around paying the money for three nights, because I'm scared people are not going to come. And so if it's just the two nights and it's one price, then it's like, if I just at least maybe sell, you know, five spots, then I've covered my expenses and it's fine. You know, like that'll be fine, because I think a part of me, honestly, like the way that everything's been moving through me lately with this holy stuff, this God stuff, all this stuff that feels very new to me, right? So because it feels new to me, it feels foreign, it feels like uncomfortable. And, but also like incredibly necessary. And, but I, at the same time, like, y'all are literally witnessing me in real time going through a humongous spiritual evolution. I mean, I'm definitely like in the thick of my, of something is big is happening within me, and we're all witnessing it in real time. And I know that it's happening for all of us. Like, we're all in this together right here, right now. But so isn't that interesting? I committed only to the two nights because I wanted to pay the least amount of money for this experience, because when people didn't show, then I wouldn't be out that much money, because I was already convinced that this retreat was not going to be as powerful. Not as, I don't mean that powerful. It wasn't going to be as successful because I didn't have that energy behind it, because I still am like scared. Like, I was like, well, what are you doing? Like, what is happening now anyway? Like, this is crazy, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, you can hear me talking about it, like how my energy was like, no, I'm like, no, this is too much. I don't want to do it. It's scary, right? Like, that's my energy going into it was, eh. So if your energy going into something is 1 foot in, 1 foot out, guess what you're going to get back? 1 foot in and 1 foot out. And I, you know, I'm a big fan of doing things scared. And this is where I thought it was interesting, because I was very verbal about, I'm doing this and I'm doing it scared. But I also was doing it scared and doing it not fully invested emotionally and financially, because I don't want to host a retreat for 2 nights. I don't want to just have that little bit of time with you. I want to go deep. Like, I want to have the space for us to go deep and for us to have the time to integrate, because the work that we do is so intense, and this land is so beautiful. And so it's like what I had scheduled was, it was going to be not enough time for us to do all the things that we needed to do and have the time of like relaxation and integration and all of that stuff. And so I was doing the whole retreat experience a disservice, but on some level, it's like I was trying to sabotage it, because I already knew that it was not going to be successful, because I was scared for it to be successful, you know, because like, what does that mean? Like, who am I becoming? I don't know. You know, like that whole thing. So I was just like, yesterday when I left that voice note to the owner of the retreat, and I was saying, I think I need to talk about the money. I feel some resistance here. And as soon as I started talking, I also started crying, because I realized that was it. That if I invested, you know, the $2,000 to 20, however much it is, I don't even know, then that would just be more money that I was going to lose, because people are not going to come to this experience. And that is no way to, number one, to offer anything with like half-assed energy. And it just wasn't aligned. It wasn't true, because I was being dishonest with myself, because really this had to do with my money block and the energy going into this experience. And it had to do with my core wound of fear of rejection. Because if I put it out, because I haven't really talked about it that much. Like, I've only done like one or two posts maybe about it. I very rarely talk about it. So I haven't even been promoting it. So it's like I wasn't even talking about it because of something that felt off within me. So I had to get to the bottom of this, because I know like the thoughts of canceling this retreat isn't even an, and I already have many women signed up. Like, that's the funny part. Like, I already have enough women signed up to cover the expenses and everything. So that's the really funny part. Like, this is all about me and my fear. And so this goes back to, you know, some of the eclipse energy and the straight up Chiron energy of April. And like, me and Barbara, our favorite astrologer, we did a whole course over the month of April, between March and April, around Chiron in Aries. And me and so many of you listening are dealing with our Chiron in Aries, which is your, astrologically, that is your, the wounded healer. That is what you come into this lifetime with a core wound. And I realized last year, in another episode, about my Chiron. Anyway, I realized that my core wound is fear of rejection. And so with all of this Chiron in Aries being highlighted, coupled with massive spiritual growth, coupled with planning a retreat I was not planning on doing, combining with the fact that we all are being asked to step up, and like, it's our time now, right? So right now, like, it's my time, and here I was self-sabotaging it. And so, as usual, I'm sharing this with you for you, you know, dear God, I hope that the way I share my experiences, that it can be a an opportunity for you to be like, oh, like that, that's another way that we can self-sabotage, because I literally was trying to self-sabotage my success, because I know that where I'm going with Holy Breath and Holy Human, I know that this retreat is just the beginning. I know that. And I was trying to avoid it. I wasn't stepping fully into it. I was one foot in, one foot out. And I just think that that is so interesting how my ego was like making all these excuses about money and nobody's going to come anyway. And who do you think you are anyway? Oh, this was another thing. Because I was so busy, you know, with my daughter, like right during the height of the eclipse energy, I didn't have any alone time. And so when I finally did get home and have some alone time, I went into my studio and I knew something wanted to move through me. And so all of a sudden, I'm doing my breath work. I have my cacao. I'm doing my breath work. I was just really allowing myself to be in that space and be with my emotions. I was crying. I was feeling myself. I was, you know, moving through some things, and I was like, what is going on with me? I just could not break through. And so then I just started saying, you're a fake. You're a fake. You are such a fake. You're a fraud. Who do you think you are? Like, I was saying this to myself out loud, and I just kept repeating it over and over and over. And I was like, whoa, my ego is like coming front and center. Like, as I'm stepping into more of me, more of my light, more of my purpose, more of my mission, my ego does not like it, and neither does yours. And so I was with this chitter chatter from my ego. I mean, I was saying this out loud to myself, and I just let it move. I was like, get it out, because that ego had such a strong voice and was just wanted to be heard. And I'd been trying to so deeply connect with just like the soul aspect of myself. Like, okay, we're just going to, you know, really work from this place. And yes, that is so necessary. But in the meantime, I was shutting down my ego. I was shutting down that voice of me that needed expression. And so I just really just, you know, let more and more and more of my ego be heard so that I could let go of even more. And if you have not listened to the episode that is my ego death, it was probably like maybe 3 or 4 episodes back. Oh my gosh, it was so good. I straight up had an ego death. And after that, like, I'm so much more aware of my ego. Like, it's not like my whole ego died, just a little, like a piece of my ego died. But we're so intertwined with so much. There will always, always be layers of ego that need to be heard and dissolved. And I think that that's a beautiful thing, to be in such self-awareness of like, oh wow, like my, you know, as I'm expanding right now, my ego feels so uncomfortable. So I need to give my ego a voice. I need to let it be heard so that I can calm it down. I can be like, okay, I hear you, but we're safe here. It's okay. We are safe here. And so I had that experience a few days ago. And then this happened, right? Like I could see, so I had like the ego chitter chatter, and then I had the energetic block around money and rejection that was all leading up into me stepping fully into this next level of myself. So, with that being said, I 100,000% am adding on the third night, and the retreat will be from Thursday until Monday. Actually, I'm actually adding on 2 nights, so it will be a 4-night retreat, but the first night I decided is going to be a VIP option. So to everyone else that's already like signed up to come, and for anyone else that wants to come or was on the fence about it, maybe this will be the thing that will help you like be like, okay, now this energetically feels aligned. We will still have a Friday mid-morning check-in, like from probably 11 to 1 or something like that. And we'll have all day Friday. We'll have all day Saturday. We'll have all day Sunday. And we leave on Monday. But Thursday, this is the part where that I really get excited about. Thursday is going to be an optional VIP, and we are going to be, this is really good. And this has so much to do with, again, the next iteration of service that I'm excited to be offering. Well, not me, but my friend Goddess Amanita. She all along was going to be at the retreat, at the Holy Human Retreat, but I have chatted with her after my deep revelation yesterday and awakening, and we are going to offer a VIP experience on Thursday night with the DMT. And again, that is going back to the reflection of my ego death. You could go back and listen to that and hear about my experience working with DMT and with Goddess Amanita, who is a true goddess. I mean, she is incredible. This woman exudes goddess energy, and she is a medicine woman, and she is powerful and profound. And we have several things that we are going to be working together with, but the way that she works is involved in this holy stuff is in working with DMT. DMT is considered the God molecule. I had a vision of working with Amanita in us offering services together. And I could see the thumbprint of God being put on our third eye right there on our forehead. And I could feel like, because that's where the DMT goes to, is like, it goes straight to your third eye. It awakens the God molecule within you. And it is just, it's an incredible, profound medicine to work with. I mean, it is profound. I mean, it really, really helped shift me a lot. So there is going to be an optional availability. If you want to come and stay 4 nights, then that is available to you for an extra, you know, VIP price. But I'm super excited because we also are going to be offering different things along the way. So this is going to be, it's going to be something that we are going to be offering together because it's powerful. And this medicine is extraordinary. And I'm really excited to be a part of sharing it with whoever feels called to it, to work with this medicine, because it's definitely next level. And again, I encourage you to go back and listen to my episode of the My Ego Death. And I encourage you to just check into the vibe of that. And if it speaks to you, then you definitely will want to be at the Holy Human Retreat, because it's going to be absolutely incredible, especially if you add that on. Either way, it's going to be amazing. But if you want to do that bonus VIP night that is available, just message me and let me know. So that is pretty much that. Sometimes I wonder, like, do I share too much with you guys? Like, I was hesitant if I should share this much, you know, like, that's really getting into like the business aspect of things and like the, you know, like the ins and outs of things. Like, sometimes I'm like, do I need to share absolutely everything? And yes, I do. That's just who I am. And I want to show up in full integrity of my true self. And it's just not fair for me to tell y'all pretty much everything except for things like that. Because I want you to understand like how these things sneak up on you and how you don't even know. Like, I didn't realize that I was kind of, without realizing it, trying to sabotage the whole retreat experience. But I was, because I was scared. And so I just think that that's really interesting because, oh, and also in that, it gives me full authority to have this conversation and to say, you know what? I thought the retreat was going to be this many days and it was going to, you know, be this experience. And I changed my mind. So I want this to be an example that it's okay to change your mind. You're allowed to launch things and create things and then change your mind. You know, because first and foremost, this is you. This is what you're offering is you. It's a piece of you. And you have to do it in true authenticity of yourself, or it just will not be successful. You know, and I felt as soon as I, you know, expressed through some of that emotion and those blocks, and I talked it out with Jill and Amanita, and I was just like, wow, like I really see that this is what was happening, you know, and now I see how I want to do things differently. And I'm so excited about it. It's like my energy shifted from 0 to 60, literally in that conversation, in that awakening of my own, in my own awakening. So how amazing and brilliant is that? Okay. I feel like there was one other thing I wanted to tell you. Oh, there was one other thing I want to tell you. Another layer to this is I realized that I didn't think was an issue was my daughters. I realized I didn't want to be gone 3 or 4 nights away from my daughters on a summer weekend, you know, like, there's only so many weekends in the summer. And I was like, I don't want to be gone. I only have such a short time with my babies and I want to be there. And I realized that was actually a huge block as well. And at the same time, like I want to be at that retreat. I want it to be 4 nights. I want it to feel juicy and expansive and everything that I know God wants it to be, which is why he placed that vision in my heart, you know, and that this whole experience in my heart. You know, I want it to be all of that, but the guilt that I was feeling around not being there with my girls, like, oh, it's a summer, you know, it's a summer weekend. I got to be with my girls. No, I don't, you know, but for me to acknowledge that part of myself was in fact huge. So I'm so glad that I was able to connect to that as well, because that was another thing that was really holding me back as well. So I'm here for that as well. So bring on all the awakenings and the ahas and all that good stuff. So thank you for being on my road trip with me. It's so late. I'm like traveling at like midnight, but I needed to get home and be with my family because it's prom this weekend. So a mama does what a mama's gotta do. But oh, I also wanted to share with you, I received the most beautiful voice testimony from a beautiful client that I had been working on and off with over the past couple years. And her name is Cheryl, and she is just so beautiful. And she left a beautiful voice note about her experience in, you know, like it kind of in her own words, like her spiritual growth over the past few years and how I've played a part in that. And so it was so cool to hear her, to hear her story and to hear it laid out the way that she described it. And I know that you will resonate with her because she's just a beautiful woman that's deep in the work trying to figure this life out too. So I will attach that next, and I hope you are doing well and get your booty over in that group, that very private group where it is safe to say whatever we want to say and be whoever we want to be. All right. Bye.
Hi, this is Cheryl, and I wanted to share with you my experience in working with the beautiful, the radiant, the amazing Vaughn Piero. I've known Vaughn since 2020-ish, and I met her in a breathwork session she was leading at a conference. And this was new to me. I had done a lot of spirituality and healing work and exploration, but I had never done a breathwork session. And it felt like the women around me were dropping in with no trouble, and they were having past life regressions and connecting with loved ones who had passed. And I didn't get any of that. Basically, I just had a real nice relaxation and meditation. But I continued to try. She would lead remote breathwork group sessions, and I joined and continued to enjoy those. It wasn't until I had a one-on-one with her where she was able to tap into a blockage in my root chakra that came from me having a child at the age of 18, where there was a lot of family strife going on, and there was a mother wound that was formed. And Vaughn was able to connect me with the divine feminine, who has been able to give me unconditional love, which I still feel today. So that was pretty incredible. I also did Into the Mystic with Vaughn and Goddess Amanita, and continue to explore with an experiment with plant medicine, which is definitely new to me, but so very interesting. And I continue to learn more and more about myself. I attended the homecoming retreat with her, and oh my goodness, the women that she brought together and the way that Vaughn lets divine spirit run through her to guide the experience was something that I've never experienced before. Coming from, you know, a 30-year career in corporate, I'm used to having a schedule and an agenda and binders or PowerPoint presentations. So it was complete flow. And the other women that were there, complete unconditional love for each other. And there was so much learning that went on between the women. And I felt so loved. And I was just one big puddle of love when I left. You know that exercise that they have you do where you look into someone's eyes and it's so uncomfortable? I never really understood why that exercise was done. Well, I got it at this event. I felt so seen, and I was able to truly see others, and it was beautiful, beautiful. I can remember just glowing for, boy, at least 2 weeks, maybe even a month after I left that retreat. It was just divine and delicious. And so I continue to explore. I'm really a seeker, and I've been checking out many, many different healing modalities and getting readings. And I had an experience recently where I was told I'm a healer. And I was like, what? So I'm like, okay, I have to go see Vaughn. So I had a session with Vaughn recently and was just sharing with her. I'm looking for some clarity. I'm kind of burned out on what I'm doing. What's next? And I'm so in my masculine. So I wanted, you know, the check sheet, the to-do list. What do I need to go sign up for? I want to go do. In this session, Vaughn worked on my upper chakras, where she saw all these light beings around me, and I was able to let them in into each of those upper chakra areas. And boy, was that amazing. What came out of that session for me was me owning and standing in my own power. I didn't realize this, but I had been abdicating my power because I saw an abuse of power and didn't want to be that person. I didn't want to be the B word. I wanted to be the nice person. But what I didn't realize is, unknown to me, I was using power in a very manipulative way. And people, we know this, they can see right through it. So using my power in the right way was definitely something that I was able to get from that session. I can't even tell you how. It just happened. The other thing that we worked on was being in my feminine more and giving to myself what is lacking in any situation. How can I receive anything from anyone else if I can't receive it from myself? So that was the other big lesson, was receive, be in my feminine and release that control. And as I mentioned, you know, I'm ready to start learning for my next journey, and I had to back up a bit and make time to explore, to experiment. So my new mantra is follow the carrots. And the way that Vaughn was able to help me connect to this was she saw me jumping timelines. Like, part of me is into this next phase of my life on this new timeline, but the current me is still in the current timeline. And so I'm going to be in both timelines for a hot minute, as she explained to me. So that has been so fun, just debriefing, journaling on the experience, and feeling into this new level of who Cheryl is. That was my experience. And now I want to talk to you about the transformation I've seen in Vaughn since I've met her. When I first met Vaughn, she was talking about wanting to live by the water. She hadn't yet been in the home you see in her videos where she has that beautiful pool and hot tub outside. And she was talking about all the reasons why she couldn't be by water. And I remember just kind of observing that. Before I know it, she's got this beautiful home, and I got to visit a couple of times, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. And she manifested that, and I watched it happen. And I also watched her shine brighter, have more radiance. And I remember saying to someone, you know, like the Harry Met Sally movie, I'll have what she's having. I want her energy. I want that radiance. I want to glow like Vaughn glows. And that's why I've just been so attracted to her. So I can promise you, if you work with Vaughn, you will glow from the inside out. You will be radiant. You will be joy-filled like her. It's starting to happen for me. So I just thank you for listening. Wanted to share this, my experience with you, to encourage you to get curious and reach out to Vaughn. It's not scary. She makes it so comfortable. She's so lovely to work with. And I hope this helps. Mwah! Big hugs and kisses.
I am so grateful you played in the cosmos with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you left a review so other open-minded souls can come along this quantum healing journey too. I am most active over on Instagram, so come find me at Vaughn Piero and say hello. Talk to you soon.